Good morning. Today is June the 19th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open your Bibles with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22. We'd like to share some verses with you, beginning in verse number 39. And he came out and proceeded, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. When he arrived at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him, and being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling upon the ground. When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray, that you may not enter into temptation." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning these words that I have read to you are the words of Christ, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, as Christ prayed, asking his Father's will be done in his life, just before his arrest, just before his persecution, just before his mockery of a trial, just before his crucifixion. He came before his Father one more time in prayer, seeking his Father's will, as he speaks in verse number 42, "If you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done," as he spoke to his Father in heaven. Beloved, as we prepare to enter this Father's Day weekend, this upcoming Sunday, I would ask that you would always remember the faith of your Father. I would ask that you remember the faithfulness that your Father had. Beloved, as your Father may have been a Christian Father, your Father may have been a man of God seeking the will and after God's own heart. I know, and I answer in that when I think of my own Father, how great a Father that I had as an earthly Father. I think of his willingness to serve his family. I think of his willingness to do what's right. I think so many times of the sacrifices that my earthly Father has given to my family, to my precious mother, to my youngest brothers, to myself. I think of the many times that he went out and did things that would please his family. You know, as our Lord Jesus prayed in this Garden of Gethsemane before this time of crucifixion, we know truly how much faith and confidence and how much love that he had for his Father, and truly in return his Father had for him as his Son. You know, as we read here in verse number 39, it says he came out, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. We understand from this one verse how faithful Christ was to come before his Father each day in prayer. Every need, every circumstance, every burden, I'm sure Jesus bore, he called upon his Lord, his Father in heaven, just like you and I, beloved, need today. What a powerful understanding that Lord gives us as we today in this world. We need to be praying, as we may not as well enter into temptation of the things around us. You know, when I pray, when I seek the Lord God and ask him for answers in my life or the needs within my own family, beloved, I always ask the Lord to provide me the insight. I always ask the Lord God to help me with the understanding so that I may not make a poor decision, so I may be able to make the correct decision that would always honor and lift God. Is that always fulfilled in my life? Absolutely not. Why is that? Not because of God's shortfall, not because of God's unfaithfulness, but because of my own unfaithfulness many times to bring my needs and my burdens and my petitions before God. Jesus gives us a powerful teaching here and tell others about how important it is to continue to pray each day for the needs and burdens that they have and that we have today as well in our life. We always need, beloved, to pray that God's will be done in our life. I have many times that I might read letters or emails that may come in through this ministry website and through this ministry as a whole. And many of the letters are people asking, "How should I pray? Because it seems like everything I pray, Billy, everything that I desire from God, it never seems to come to fruition. It always seems to be partially answered." And I always ask them very quickly, "Well, how are you praying, and what are you praying, and what purpose are you praying?" You see, if we ask God for fervent things, if we ask God for the things of the Lord, God will answer our prayers if we come fervently, if we come humbly and boldly to the throne of grace. God's word testifies, beloved, that he will answer our prayers. He will provide us the needs of our hearts. I think so many times we ask God for the needs that we want, but we seem to turn those around many times and ask God for the wants more than the needs. Beloved, I would ask you today, as you seek the Lord God in the next time of your prayer, I would ask that you would just ask the Lord God for His will, His way, and His understanding to be manifest in your life. Just ask the Lord God to help you suppress and just hold aside the thoughts that you may have, and just let the power of the Holy Spirit speak in and through you, beloved, as you pray before your Heavenly Father. You know, as I read this, I thank God every day as I come before Him in prayer, how He strengthens me, how He provides and meets the needs in my life and my family's. Beloved, today we need so desperately to have God's fervency in our life in the way and the will of Christ Jesus. Powerful verses this morning, beloved, that we have shared with you, that God has shared with us. I would ask that this day would be a day of prayer. You know, on this Father's Day weekend, we need to thank God for our earthly fathers, all those men that we know today that are seeking after the Lord God and seeking Christ first in their life. Many of the young people that I speak with and may counsel with share with me that they have heroes in their life. They have people in their lives that they seem to look up to. Many of those are athletes. Many of those are the people around them that they may see or may go to school with or may even work with. But, you know, there's one common denominator I hear in all of that they understand that the one that they look up to is always one that they would desire their hearts to be like one day when they grow up and they mature into that of a man. Today, I would ask that you and I may have that fervency to seek after our Heavenly Father first and foremost in the ways and the will we would desire to live our lives before Christ. Father, this morning we come before You on this Friday morning, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank You for this day. We thank You for the rest that You've given our weary bodies. We thank You, Father, today for just allowing us to fall on our knees right now before You, God, and seek Your will, Your grace, and Your understanding in each of our lives. Father, I would pray today for each listener. I would pray, God, that You would encourage them. Lord, I pray today that You may give them the needs and desires in their heart, Father, within Your will and Your way. I would ask You, God, today to be with those that we know of that are sick and those that are shut in, Father. Those that we know, God, today that have had such a wonderful life, God, live before them through their earthly fathers. The direction and the insight and the strength, God, that we gleaned, Father, from the life that they lived so well before us as children. But, Father, today, the most wonderful Father of all, our Heavenly Father, Lord God, I would ask today that You would just allow Your Spirit and Your truth, God, to rain down on us. Father, today we need Your strength. Father, today we need Your leadership. We need Your understanding, God, in all areas of our life. Father, today I would just ask for that fervency that Jesus speaks about. Father, I would ask for that understanding, Father, that He taught His disciples as they prayed in that Garden of Gethsemane. Father, today I would just ask for Your blessings of grace and peace to be upon each and every one of us. Lord, I ask for Your strength today to be manifest in each of our hearts, in each of our lives this wonderful day. Father, today we love You. And Father, Your word declares today that we can love one another as You first love us. Father, we thank You today for that love for us, that great love, Father, as You demonstrated that was placed upon Your only begotten Son, Father, on that cross, as there He hung and He died on behalf of our sin and He shed His precious blood. We thank You, Father, for Your fervent love for us. Father, we do receive that today. We do thank You, Father, with all of our hearts today, God, for Your fervent love that You share with us. May You bless the fathers today of this land, Father, the godly men that have leadership, the godly men that seek You, Father, through prayer and supplication. The godly men, God, that we have been exposed to, may we just praise and honor You, Father, through the lives that they live. God, may You just continue to work in the hearts and the lives of each and every man, each and every father, Lord, today, so that we may be mentors, God, not of our own strength, not of any understanding that we have on our own, God, but because we're leaders, because we seek after the one and only living God today in heaven. Father, we love You and we thank You again, Father, for providing us this truth and this understanding. Would ask Your hands of peace and grace to be steadfast upon each and every part of our life. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.